Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Lauren Landis and the late Patty Fink, who is completely on time. We have the studio with us. He's just going to be here for just a few minutes because he's running, he's planning the Red Party. Jeff McKnight, welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. You're president of the board of the Red Party. And Patty was just asking, what is the Red Party? Is it kind of purple party-ish, white party-ish? No, this is somewhere in between.
Well, the Red Party was born 5 years ago. A group of friends got together and they wanted to put together this party to raise money for Legacy. It started at the Illum, just gathering around the pool. So within our heritage has always been just a fun social gathering. You know, we don't center around dance parties that last till the wee hours of the morning or anything. It's a fun social gathering for you and all your friends.
So old people like Patty could come.
Anyone. We cover all demographics with our event. And we put on a great 3 years ago, we brought in this entertainment component. So we have an entertainment lineup every year since.
And who's going to be there tonight?
Tonight we have American Idol alum Kimberly Caldwell. She is an incredible woman, so fun, and looking forward to her.
You've already met her.
Yes, I met her last night. She was fantastic, so down to earth, Texas girl. You got to love that. Yeah. And so it's going to be a great show. She's from Katy, Texas.
Oh, from Katy. Okay.
Yeah.
That part of the state.
Yes. The Houston area.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So the Red Party supports Legacy. Lauren and I were just running back and forth. I'm moving to a new place. I'm actually in already, but Brian is moving in this weekend. So this was so perfect. Legacy is outfitting 24 new apartments. 8 of them will be ready next week. They're decorating them over the weekend and up through Monday. Then me and 5 other people are judging the apartments. It's going to be a big competition to see which one's decorated the best because these apartments they may be for people who are currently homeless, but they need to be fabulous.
I don't know, David. You don't strike me as a decorative gay.
I'm judging the functionality.
Apparently, Jeff would be awesome. Jeff, what is your day job?
I work for an interior design firm here in town. We do residential.
This is the person we need. Jeff is not qualified.
I'm doing the functionality, like whether the toaster works. That's my part of it. Are you going to be there on Monday?
I'll be at the event afterwards. Unfortunately,
okay.
Work calls.
Work.
During the day, I won't be able to judge.
I'm leaving work. I'm leaving work early.
Gotta pay the bills somehow.
Yep. So. That's what I think. But this is what the money is going for. Melissa Grove, who's the executive director of Legacy, was on with us last week, and she was talking about it. You have one more hour. They're collecting goods at Legacy. Legacy is on McKinney Avenue, one block south of Fitzhugh. You'll see lots of kids from Booker T. Washington who are in the middle of the street. We were real worried some of them are going to be killed because they're paying absolutely no attention to the traffic. But they are helping unload the cars, and
cars are
coming in with carloads of stuff. I got rid of two big SUVs full of stuff, and they're coming to our house to pick more up because we need to get rid of this garbage. It's not garbage. It's great stuff. But we're moving two households into a great, perfect timing. Thank you for doing that. But that's what the Red Party is funding, or in part.
Exactly. We are there to support Legacy. That's our sole purpose, and that's our sole beneficiary. So unlike many large events in town that split their funds between different LGBT organizations, mm-hmm. we direct all of our profits to one organization. And the more I've been around, I've been doing this for 3 years here with Red Party, and I see more and more every year what an incredible organization Legacy is and the great work that they do, mm-hmm. and it makes me so happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, what I found so interesting is the reason that they're having to do this housing is because Legacy did counseling, Legacy had a hospice. The hospice is where people used to go to die, and now what they're doing is they're curing people. They're making them better. But after you've been in the hospital and then hospice for any length of time, you no longer have a place to live, and they're giving them a place to live because how can you recover, get a new job, get on with your life if you don't have a place to live?
Right.
That's what this is about.
So if you have anything that you need to donate, especially household items,
get
stop by there.
By
yeah, get over there. So where's the Red Party being held?
The Red Party is downtown Dallas, 1807 Ross at the Fashion Industry Gallery, also known as FIG.
Which is kind of next to the Art Museum.
Mm-hmm. Correct, in between Art Museum and the Fairmont, mm-hmm. just right in between, behind Stephen Pyle's restaurant. Starts at 9 o'clock tonight, general admission. Our VIPs are welcome an hour early at 8 for a little special VIP and sponsor reception. But then the party really gets going at 9. Last till midnight. You can still grab your tickets online till 2 o'clock. You can buy them at the door.
Cool.
We're ready. Open bar all night. You can't beat that.
Oh, no, you can't.
Well, LaRon's going. Like I said, we're moving. So I'm not going
to
be able to.
It just happens to be my night. I can go do something with the boys.
Ah.
Danny's going to be home with the baby, so I'm going to convince him to swing by there.
You're going
to
cut loose, huh?
Yes, yes. Wow.
Which usually let your hair down.
Yeah, usually letting my hair down or cutting loose means just going to a movie. That happens when you're a parent.
Right. Now, what this means, it's tens of thousands of dollars they raise at this party. It makes such a difference. It makes a difference. It pays for one of their staff's salaries for the year, or it pays for a number of these apartments for the year. I was talking to the people who are putting together this apartment complex. They have this down, the landlord who's working with them on several properties and leasing the properties to Legacy, and then Legacy is releasing them out. He's so behind this program. It's great. Everybody is working to make sure that the people who are now homeless and get into these apartments, to make sure that they succeed. And they will, because that's Legacy's legacy.
Right, and we really need to get our stuff out over to them. Because it's a great way to recycle. I mean, if you're into...
Oh, sure it is. Absolutely.
It's a green way to say, you know, for David and Brian, if you're moving in together, then you have, like, two of stuff.
We have two of everything.
Bring it on.
Right.
You know, bring it on.
Upcycling.
There you go.
Upcycling. There we go.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, I know Legacy Counseling is your sole beneficiary, but as it grows, is there any chance that maybe you all could maybe get another organization you want to support in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, that's always – we are an independent 501c3 organization. So we, as a foundation, can choose our beneficiary every year. And, you know, in 5 years, the growth has been incredible. Who knows what 2 or 3 years down the road will bring. So that's always an option.
Right,
yep.
Right. And I know it's last minute, but do you still need volunteers for tonight?
Still need volunteers. Always need volunteers. So you can sign up on our website. Go to redpartydallas.org. There's links there to sign up. But we'd be happy to have any volunteers.
Great. So the party's tonight, 9 o'clock at the FIG downtown, across from the entrance is actually across from the Fairmont.
Yes,
but it's
correct.
Between off the Fairmont Ackard. And the, yeah, just yeah. Right off of Ackard. And
Kimberly Caldwell and DJ Joe Guthrow will be ready to take the stage.
Should be fun.
Jeff, thanks for stopping by. I know we asked if he could stay for the whole show. He's rushing because he's busy planning this party tonight.
Yes.
And you have a million last-minute things to do, so thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Come back sometime.
I will.
Good.
I will.
And let us know how successful it was.
Absolutely. We'll have a follow-up interview.
Good.
There you go.
Very good. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We're just going to talk today because we're talking about just all kinds of stuff.
And there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Do you know, yesterday I was trying to get out of the office early. Mm-hmm. And then New Jersey ruled that civil unions aren't legal and they have to have same-sex marriage.
Right.
So I quickly wrote up everything that we needed and got it online on Dallas Voice. And then Exxon made this little announcement, and they couldn't have done a more understated announcement.
They want to slip it in.
That's exactly. Exxon will be offering benefits to married partners as of October 1st.
Which is next
week.
That was
it. That was their announcement. That was their press release. I'm quoting verbatim the press release I received. Exxon will be offering. Now, offering partner benefits – healthcare benefits to married couples brings their HRC rating up to, up to zero. It brings
they've
it
been
up.
Like minus 14.
They are minus 25, or are they minus 15?
Something along. They've been in the.
They're the only company that's minus. What they're not doing is offering non-discrimination in their EEO policy. No trans benefits, no, but healthcare benefits, that's one 25-point thing that they're giving. Now, why did they do it the way they did it?
They have to, I think.
Well, they are, but I mean, the way they announced it.
Oh.
They announced it on Friday afternoon so that it absolutely missed the news cycle of every gay paper, especially us, because, I mean, we're the ones who've been hounding
they're based here. They have their shareholder meeting here every year.
They did it Friday afternoon. They did it just before the October sign-up period. The sign-up period for most companies begins on Tuesday this coming mm-hmm. week. So they did it on Friday afternoon. They did it to minimize the number of employees who will actually take advantage of it because
they don't know about it.
Well, not just they don't know about it, but chances are you've already signed up for next year's. If you had to have personal health insurance, you're being given 2 days' notice.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought insurance on 2 days' notice? I mean, no.
I mean, we get a sign-up period, like and every employer I've ever worked for has a big window.
It's usually like three months.
A quarter, yeah.
Yeah.
Before it happens.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their full sign-up period is. I know DARTS is October, 30 days. Exxon might be now through the end of the year.
Well, you know what's interesting to me, though, in all of this is that, you know, in the many years that we've been protesting them, for our listeners who don't know why we've protested, Exxon was its own company, and then I believe in 1998, 99, they merged with Mobil Oil. And they're now ExxonMobil. Well, Mobil had great benefits for LGBT employees. They had protections and EEO protections.
They were one of
the
first companies to offer EEO protections. And that was the first thing they did was a non-discrimination policy. And then they added, and then they added.
Benefits, bereavement benefits, domestic partnership benefits, different things. And then when Exxon merged with them, Exxon took it away, which is unprecedented to have – protections for your employees and then rescind them. And there had been only one other company out there, right again here in Dallas. The Perot Systems that had the policies in place, the non-discrimination policies in place, and then rescinded them.
It's kind of like the Prop 8 of business.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we've been, as a community, we've been boycotting them. You know, a lot of people know you don't buy Exmo. And, you know, the big theme was don't fuel discrimination. Mm-hmm. We've had, you know, rallies and events and certainly protests outside ExxonMobil along with the rest of the world because a lot of people are upset with ExxonMobil. We're like, we're here for the EEO, but there are like environmental groups and all kinds.
That started years ago with the Exxon Valdez. And if you compare what Exxon, the way they're still covering up the Exxon Valdez disaster, which was a ship that ruptured in not Prudhoe Bay, but one of the bays in
Alaska.
If you compare that with what BP did, I'm not being the big defender of BP, but the difference is huge between the two. BP didn't argue right away. BP did say their subcontractors, what was the name of it? Dick Cheney's company.
Halliburton.
They said they share responsibility. I agree with them on that. I mean, this wasn't just a BP decision. If you're contracting with another company and their equipment fails, they share some of the blame. I agree with them on that. Mm. But look at the difference and the amount of money that they spent even before there was any litigation on it.
And how quickly they added. I mean, relatively quickly.
I was going to say
Exxon
response.
Valdez was almost like, you know, beyond pulling teeth. Let's say, do something about this oil spill.
But Exxon Valdez, 30 years or more beyond it, there's still litigation going on about it because Exxon has fought and fought and fought doing anything right. I know at the time, friends of mine who worked for Mobil, they looked at the Exxon Valdez and all the things that went wrong, and internally there was a discussion, what could we do, you know, could this happen to us? And there were so many things that went wrong there, including their drunken captain, their single-hulled ship, and other things that Mobil said, well, yeah, we need to learn from this, but here's a whole list of stuff that we wouldn't do. So we need to take a break. where you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM in Dallas. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here with Lauren Landis and the late Patty Fink. We'll be back with more right after this.
KNON and RDG Productions presents Greg A. Smith Love Expression CD Release Party, Saturday, October 5th at Port Davis Pub. It will be a night of love and passion designed with you in mind. This is Greg A. Smith with the personal invitation for you to come out and celebrate with me. I'll be performing with my band along with Leroy Ward and his band, Chester Burns, and Fort Worth's own The Sensational Miss Peaches, a free buffet by Bubba's Fat Burgers and Barbecue, along with Love Expression raffles throughout the night. VIP suites are available at 469-471-4180. That's Greg A. Smith's Love Expression CD Release Party, Saturday, October 5th at Port Davis Pub, 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. Tickets available at knon.org, Bill's Records and Elaine's Kitchen in Dallas, Beverly Young Records in Grand Prairie, and Comp Cleaners in Fort Worth. This will be a night for lovers to remember. Sponsored by RDG Productions. This is a KNON benefit concert.
The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, and familial status. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance. The only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. HUD.gov/fairhousing or 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is Raphael McDonald from Resource Center Dallas. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis and the late Patty Fink. We're just talking news. Much happened. First of all, hell did freeze over this week. What am I going to do in June? I mean, Exxon has offered partner benefits now. Starting next week, partners can sign their partners up for health. What am I going to do in June?
Well, it's actually Memorial Day.
Well,
after Memorial Day.
But it has taken my whole June for the last number of years.
Well, you'll still have something to do though, because this only applies in states that have marriage equality.
No. Anybody who works for Exxon who has a valid marriage license can sign up for partner benefits now.
What I was thinking is that's the reason why they did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all because of the Supreme Court
ruling.
I fully expected it to happen at the shareholder meeting in May in 2014 that they would announce it. But what my concern is, are they going to change their EEO policy?
No, not yet. Nope. No.
You know, because they leapt forward to the partner benefits.
They insist they already have non-discrimination because it's in their employee manual, but it's not in their EEO policy. And that's
well. They just say they don't discriminate against anybody. That doesn't mean that they don't discriminate against LGBT people. And what they don't get, though, I think, is that a lot of people look for not just LGBT people looking for that protection. Is that everybody's looking for that in there because it says something about the company. And if they're doing the bare bones minimum they have to do to be a legal company in the United States, sorry,
yeah,
that's substandard in today's corporate world. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, they'll always be substandard. I know when they merged, the Exxon people were talking to the Mobil people and telling them, we're going to take you kicking and screaming all the way into the 1960s.
No doubt.
They said, you're going to have the latest 1960s software, the latest in old computers.
But aren't they still getting government subsidies?
Sure.
And they're making billions in profit.
Sure.
It's like you take away all of the costs and liabilities, and they're making massive profits every quarter.
Yep.
To make billions every quarter is huge.
When Raphael McDonald and Cece Cox from Resource Center brought in several people to talk to Exxon's human resources people, they brought executives from TI, AT&T, and Bank of America. When they brought them in to speak with them, they said the whole discussion, not a word of it had to do with the cost. This isn't about the cost for them. At the end, what they said was, we are not going to be pushed into making changes by a bunch of gay rights activists. And who are the gay rights activists? The HR director at AT&T, the TI Foundation director, a top attorney in Texas from Bank of America. These are gay rights activists. And the New York State comptroller, who was about to file a lawsuit against the company for saying, you're picking and choosing among the marriage licenses that we issue. You don't have a right to do business in our state and choose which ones of the marriage licenses that we've issued you're going to honor. You don't have a right to discriminate in our state and do business in our state because we have non-discrimination policies that protect more than the federal government protects. But if you want to continue doing business in our state, you're not going to do it and discriminate.
Yeah. And which is amazing too, because the New York State Employees Pension Fund mm-hmm. has been the driver of the shareholder petition resolution since the beginning, and they've been the absolute sponsor of it. Mm-hmm. And so there would always be somebody from that group. And it's imagine how much money is involved in the New York State Employees Pension Fund. I mean, that's
it's something it's like an LGBT $60 billion, but they control $1.5 billion worth of Exxon stock.
Right. I mean, they should be listening, and they haven't been.
And they haven't been.
You know, it's been up every year for over 10 years.
Which
now.
Is why Tom DiNapoli was ready to file suit. His argument was you are driving away some of the best employees when you don't offer equality to everybody.
Yep.
Well, when we had that big rally, I think it was in 2002, 2003, somewhere there, and HRC was down in force for the shareholder meeting. You know, I mean, that was rather historic because we had a meeting with the executives at Exxon then, mm-hmm. and we met for like an hour. Aaron and I were there, and Elizabeth Birch and several others, and you know, they basically after an hour of discussion, we just said, "Oh, we have to agree to disagree then," because they were not going to budge.
They wouldn't budge.
Nothing. I mean, go nowhere.
Well,
it's amazing to me that they wouldn't even consider it.
Another company has decided to. This one flew totally under the radar, and this company has decided to offer domestic partnership benefits to its gay and lesbian employees. Surprise, surprise! Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
This happened what 2-3 weeks ago?
Something like that.
And it just totally flew under the radar. It wasn't big news. We definitely didn't talk about it.
And we didn't. Why do you think it didn't make the news that it should have?
It should have.
Walmart is the largest employer in the country. They employ more people. I have my idea why this was not important.
Well, let me tell you what they said.
Okay.
They issued a statement saying that, and this is almost verbatim, they did it not for moral reasons or political reasons. They just wanted to keep it uniform across the board.
Which
actually makes sense.
Which is the right reason to do it.
It is.
But, you know, they've had their non-discrimination policy that has included no sexual orientation, possibly gender identity, for many, many years mm-hmm. now.
Right.
You know, I had attended an HRC function where somebody from Walmart spoke about that very issue, is they were excited to have it and they wanted to start like advertising mm-hmm. in LGBT publications and stuff. And they're like, no, we have to step back and make it real. You know, with like overnight, we introduced this policy and people who are LGBT go into to work and, you know, they feel discriminated against or they're fearful of coming out on the job, then that's not a real policy. We have to make the policy real before we can really go forward. So that may have been somewhat of an influencer, but I think it's all about the SCOTUS decisions, the Supreme Court.
Well, I think it's about that and the fact that, again, we have 12. That's actually a good thing. I can't remember how many states now. 13 states.
13 plus the District
of Columbia. Plus the District of Columbia. And there are several places in a state of the country of Mexico, where Walmart has a large presence also, that recognize same-sex marriage. So in those places, you don't really have a choice legally to say, oh, well, these marriages will accept and you can get insurance benefits, but these won't. No, that's not going to fly. So like they said, just to keep it uniform across the board, anybody and everybody can get it.
Okay, here's why I think Walmart did not make big news. Exxon is not making big news either, but because they're trying to hide
within our small universe, it's kind of news item.
Exxon, I think, was trying to say, look, we're doing this. It's none of your business we're doing this. And that's what their press release said to me. Here's why I think Walmart wasn't big news. Walmart's pay scale is so low. Walmart's benefits are so terrible mm-hmm. that you're getting the right to put your partner on benefits, but that really only affects store managers and above, which is still a lot of people. I mean, that alone is more people than most companies employ.
Right. And like I was saying, terrible benefits are better than no benefits at all.
And equal terrible benefits are, but I think more people at Walmart are more concerned still about whether or not they can put food on the table. It's you have to eat first before you're worried about your health care. And Walmart's benefits are or pay scale is that terrible.
It is.
But you know what's happening? I don't know if you saw in a kind of collateral to that in recent weeks. That's backfiring on Walmart terribly because they've moved so many full-time employees to part-time mm-hmm. and so many part-time to temp. And they're about to gear up for the holiday season. But it's basically wrecked their functions. Mm-hmm. They can't get stuff stocked. People are complaining in the stores. They're not coming to Walmart to shop.
Good.
So, I mean, by having that so much instability, by avoiding having full-time employees, they've actually hurt their business terribly. So they're really looking at, as they gear up for the season, to move more part-timers to full-time, which means they're going to get benefits. You know, I mean, where they may not have before. So it's.
But this is why I think it wasn't the big news. Wow, Walmart, let's see what they did. It's like, yeah, the equal, but not qualified for them, not going to get them, losing hours, can't afford to feed. So many of their employees are on food stamps and even welfare, and they're working full time.
That's sick to me.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Sick. Because that's nowhere close to a living wage.
No, it's not.
As far as I'm concerned, and this would hurt a lot of people as it's being implemented, but if you work full-time for a company, I don't think you should be eligible for federal benefits, which would mean if you want the benefits and it makes more sense for you to go on federal benefits, quit your job at Walmart, they really will have an employment problem then, and they'll have to start paying people what they deserve. When you're working full time.
Well, that's a whole nother discussion, but that's actually what some people do. They have quit their full time jobs because they're actually better off financially by just getting.
And if you ever listen to Workers' Beat, that's on two shows before us, they're talking about Walmart. They're talking about this all the time.
Yes.
Boy, do I agree with them but that's why I think this particular benefit just was no big deal. One other company that was in the news this week, Barilla.
Oh, Barilla.
Oh,
Barilla pasta.
Spaghetti.
Right.
It's not funny, but Petty, this wasn't the guy who said it. He wasn't an American.
He's Italian.
I don't care. And he's selling his products here.
But the American
is Guido Barilla.
What did he say?
I'll just paraphrase. He said that gay people can eat other pasta.
Right.
They don't need to eat his pasta.
And his comment.
And I will.
And his comment came out of I think someone asked. Did they ever plan on making a commercial or something like that to market to the gay and lesbian community? And he said, absolutely not. Followed up with gay people couldn't go eat other different kind of pasta.
But as he was being interviewed, it kept getting worse.
He did sort of like dig it deeper. Mm-hmm. But what I think is so interesting is Barilla's done its thing, but look at the other companies that have really stepped up. I'm just so excited about.
I hadn't seen any other.
Oh, Bertolli has come out with a graphic for their pasta that shows like two farfalle walking together, and they don't have to be different; they're the same, you know. And then you know a penne walking with a penne.
Cute!
And they're like together in their little baby pasta, and then. That's Bertolli, and then Buitoni I thought was fantastic. They took their, you know, the typical things that show the symbol for male and the symbol for female, and they're oftentimes, you know, two females together, two males together, and then a male and female together. They've done that with tortellini on their cover, and they're trying to get the message out that, you know, and then
that we don't discriminate.
Yeah,
we Buitoni's, welcome you.
Don't confuse Barilla with Buitoni, we both begin with
or Bertolli.
And
in fact, Buitoni's using the hashtag pasta for all, which I think is
well.
Great.
You know what? I think that some good has come out of it.
Yeah, I just love how they raced. They raced to get.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite Barilla was the one where for the rigatoni, they changed the box to be bigatoni.
Now, here's the criticism always. Do these kinds of boycotts work?
And I think it damages reputation.
Yeah.
And
it may not literally change a lot of dollars, but it damages reputation.
Here's what my answer to that is. I don't care whether it works or not. The guy doesn't want my business. I'm not going to spend money with him.
Right. No kidding.
Right.
You know, and am I encouraging other people to boycott his business? Well, we're talking about it on the air. I want people to know about it. Make your own decision. If you decide to continue buying that brand because you just have to have that particular pasta, go ahead. If it makes you right. feel good, you know, if it makes you feel good because you listen to this show because you hate us, and we have those people who listen all the time, and so you want it's Barilla, B-A-R-I-L-L-A. R is it two R's?
No, just one.
B A R I L L A.
Yes.
Look for it.
It's in a blue box.
It's in a blue box. I saw Family Dollar has them.
But Tony's in green. Go with green.
Yeah, it's
the Family Dollar near my house no longer has it in the front of their shelf. It is now in the back with other brands that are in front of it because right. somebody came into the store and did that. I don't know who, but
oh wow,
somebody did.
Could be that some other store is going to have that happen too.
Could be.
I mean, it's the same thing with the Chick-fil-A. If you just got to eat a chicken sandwich.
Go ahead.
With one pickle and a...
Yeah.
If you have to, go ahead.
No one else sells chicken sandwiches but Chick-fil-A. Okay, go ahead. It's up to you.
Yeah, but really, that's how I feel about it. Is it this big organized boycott? No, but you know what? You're telling me you don't want me to buy your brand? Fine. I will never buy your brand again. I don't care what kind of an apology. Did you hear the apology?
No, I didn't.
It was an I'm sorry if you were offended by what I said. No, apology.
The apology from him?
Yes.
Okay, because don't say the company immediately came out with an apology, and it was rather lengthy.
Yeah, well.
But I didn't know that he himself had come out with an
apology. He owns the company. I don't care what the PR firms put out.
Okay.
Well, when you always know that when it's that conditional
I'm sorry if you were offended.
I'm sorry if you were offended. When it's so clear that people were. Yeah. Definitively, affirmatively offended. So it can't be this wonderment. Like, if somebody out there was offended, then I'm sorry.
The non-apology apology.
No. That's not going to cut it. I'm not eating your pasta. You know when I will? When I see the ad from their company with the gay couple.
Right. There you go.
And him saying, what I said was stupid. And an apology short of that, I'm not looking for. So, speaking of stupid, DART this week, after a year and a half of discussing partner benefits, DART this week had 11 people at their board meeting. There are 15. A quorum is 10. Two people walked out on the final vote. Should we have this plus one policy? What a plus one policy is, in order to get around Attorney General Greg Abbott and his suing people for anything and everything. He keeps threatening to sue and then doesn't when he realizes...
Oh, I think he knows it's too far if he does.
Yeah.
I think he knows it.
Yeah. I asked his office... it was funny. I called his office and I said... we were just talking a little bit and I asked about him suing on the San Antonio non-discrimination ordinance. I wanted a comment when he decided not to sue, and the person I'm talking to, the representative, said... You know, there's a bar up there called the Eagle. I said, yeah. I have a new friend in Greg Abbott's office anyway.
I was going to say, the Eagle, is that where Greg Abbott hangs out? That's where you can go to get his comment.
Anyway, that it was code.
Yeah.
With the threat of the lawsuit, so what DART did was they came up with a plus one plan, which apparently is legal, where anybody who works for the company for DART can put one adult for whom they're responsible, who can't get insurance anywhere else, who this and this and this.
It's absolutely legal because it's been done for years now. Travis County has it. Prudential Insurance does that with all their employees.
Right. Yes. And what it does, it lets you put one person in your household on your insurance policy.
It could be a parent, it could be a sibling, it could be a best friend, mm-hmm. it could be all you have to do is establish that this person
somebody in your household.
And this is separate from like carrying a child.
That's additional coverage.
Right.
That's separate. So,
but
the
it's a given
against,
that if you're the employee and you're insured, you can add one.
Right.
The argument against, and we need to take a break in just a minute, but the argument against is, well, this is opening it up to all kinds of people. We understand covering the gay partner, but we're opening it up. Well, your stupid law is preventing us from just adding gay partners. During the testimony and the questions, the dartboard found out they're already covering heterosexual partners.
DART
already has DP benefits for heterosexual partners. So the only people that are going to be added are same-sex partners. They're expecting the cost of this to be $67,000. Sounds like a lot of money to you and me, but at the same time that that Mr. Cheney and Mr. Chrisman walked out of the meeting, they also voted on several million dollars worth of expenditures for other health care benefits to extend health care to their heterosexual employees.
It's going to cost them $67,000 to not vote on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
easily. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Lauren Landis. We will be back with more right after this.
KNON and Beyond Bows and Arrows 5th Ever Benefit Powwow is coming Saturday, October 5th. It's a free admission powwow with raffles, auctions, Indian food, arts and crafts, as well as raffle dances and spot dances. Vendor space is available. The 5th Ever KNON Benefit Powwow takes place at Four Winds Park, located at 5380 East Highway 199 in Springtown, Texas. MCs for the powwow will be KNON's own Albert O. Crow and Held Rogers. All drums and princesses are welcome. Vendor setup is at noon. Gourd dance starts at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. A free supper break from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. and intertribal dancing from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. For vendor space or more information on the powwow, call 972-835-1590. Once again, 972-835-1590. Come experience a traditional old-style benefit powwow Saturday, October 5th.
Want to find out about upcoming events at KNON? Want to see pictures from past events or need information about the station? Then you need to like the official KNON Facebook page. It's easy to find. Just go to facebook.com/KNON893. It's the KNON 89.3 FM station-produced page for Facebook. It's the easiest way to keep up with what's going on here at KNON. Like us and share with your friends today. That's facebook.com/KNON893. Accept no substitutions.
This is Jason Wright from Dallas, and I listen to Lambda Week 89.3 KNON.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. It's time for the entertainment report.
All right. Last week, a rumor quickly made the rounds that raised some eyebrows. Supposedly, actor Daniel Radcliffe, yes, that Daniel Radcliffe, was offered the role to play Queen frontman Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
Yeah, that seems like an odd pairing. Now, if you remember last year, Sacha Baron Cohen had already been cast to play the Queen frontman, but he walked off on the set and he quit the job basically because he said the script was too watered down. It wasn't gay enough. So I guess they were trying to like really tone that part of it down.
But Sacha Baron Cohen would be a great cast.
Oh, I think everybody agreed. That was
Freddie Mercury was a
really good cast.
Zoroastrian, Iranian, Brit.
Right. So, now Daniel Radcliffe has issued a statement saying that there's no truth to that casting rumor at all. And quote, "I am completely wrong for that part." I agree. The Human Rights Campaign has announced that Jennifer Lopez will be honored with the 2013 Ally for Equality Award at the National Dinner on October 5th in D.C. The Ally for Equality Award recognizes outstanding efforts for those who dedicate their energy and spirit to the LGBT community. Now, for those who don't remember, she has played a lesbian once in a very bad movie, but she did. She's raised money for HIV and AIDS research, and she is the sole executive producer of ABC's current show, The Fosters, which shows features a lesbian couple who raising children.
And who's going to win the media award here? Did you hear?
No.
Fran Drescher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she'll be sitting. Patty and I are sitting right up. She'll be sitting at the next table over from us, Patty.
Great.
I'm trying to get her for the show for that week.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
I heard her show is really good, too, about the divorced.
Happily divorced, yes. And her ex-husband is going to be here also to help receive the award.
Right.
They're apparently best friends. And
yep.
They were married 21 years
yep.
until he realized he was gay.
Yep. And last, the new HBO documentary Valentine Wrote, I didn't even know this documentary was being made, takes up the look at the death of the gay teenager Lawrence King. If you remember, this was the gay kid who was 15 and killed back in 2008 in California by another kid who was 14 years old at the time. His name was Brandon McGinnery. And he just went up with a gun, literally just went up to him and shot him in the head because supposedly he had been flirting with him, and that embarrassing.
Gay panic.
The gay panic thing. The gruesome murder, which attracted national headlines, also divided a California community as officials attempted to prosecute McGinnery as an adult for the murder. Now, to this day, I don't know what has happened to him. That story has just completely disappeared from the headlines. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, I know in the past year we've been consumed with the Trayvon Martin thing and how outrageous that was for, according to so many. This one really hit home. And David and I went mm-hmm. to, what's the name of the church? I'm sorry. They had a vigil for him over at
I go to churches so often I can't even remember which one that was.
Oh, God, I can't remember. But David and I went to one about it, and it was just really moving. And this was a really bothersome murder.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
Well, part of what was so bothersome about it was that it divided the community about whether or not this kid should have come to school with a gun to kill another kid for any reason whatsoever.
Exactly.
That's insane.
It doesn't seem to me like there's any question there. Where were the parents that allowed this kid to take a gun to school? Right. And why aren't those parents in jail? That's what I wanted to know.
And why is that even close to being considered normal or acceptable?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
You know, there should be uniform outrage.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully this documentary will at least update us on what has happened to this teenager, who's now, I guess, about 15 or 16.
He must be 16 or 17.
Yeah, I think 16 or 17. Yeah. So we'll see.
Before we get to – yeah.
Quick item, I wanted to just say we were talking about all of these other things October 1st. Mm-hmm. October 1st is the – begins the very first day of enrollment in the marketplace exchanges for Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Or so the Affordable Care Act.
Right, the Affordable Care Act. And you can go to healthcare.gov, G-O-V, healthcare.gov, and, you know, there's a calculator there. You can put in what your circumstances are and see if you qualify for a tax credit. And the tax credit is – it happens as you pay, so you don't have to put all that money up front.
It does happen as you pay.
Yes.
I have not been able to get that answered.
I was on a call earlier the week with the White House staff.
Were you on that phone?
Yes.
Call, okay.
And they explained that the tax credit is simultaneously.
That is the question that I've been asking. If I need to put the money up front, I don't have it.
Right, and nobody does. If you're getting the tax
credit,
you don't have
the money.
If
I don't have health insurance, where do I get this tax credit from next year
and they're
to
saying
pay
as
for
it
health
happens.
Insurance
as it happens.
As it happens.
So what's
Thank
the difference? And then
that makes sense.
You know, so as it's happening, if you that difference is paid by the government and you pay your portion as you go, and so you get it's basically an instant tax credit.
Right.
So
and
these
and
are
the way it's figured. It's based on what your income is. If you make you can make up to 300 times the poverty level. And
400%,
and you're qualified for some tax credit, some help
right.
in buying your health insurance. I noticed the least expensive plans that I saw in Texas are in the $240 range, and then they go up from there up to the best.
Well, it really depends on your circumstances, though.
I'm talking about the least expensive plan that I saw, though.
You mean $240 per month?
Per month.
Oh, they were saying that estimates are that you can get some plans for up to low as $26 a month.
With tax credits.
Okay.
That would be with tax credits that some people would be able to get.
And that's really a kind of a target audience, though.
It is.
These are working poor people mm-hmm. who need this coverage and haven't been able to get it. So, I wouldn't suggest that that you shouldn't go look and look at your own circumstances, not just what David saw.
Well,
and go look for yourself, see what your circumstances are, and do it yourself.
And you know what? I put in for somebody, I think, 50 years old, $200. $26 could be for somebody younger.
Right.
And there's all kinds of circumstances
really
out there.
Are.
find out for yourself. It's not, you may find it well less than 200. I mean, that's
and,
David's.
And no, the other thing no, I like th- about this,
that was get, kind of an average that I put in. I put in average circumstances.
You can right, get
I still go look for your
go
own.
Go look for your own. Yeah, yeah.
From
yeah.
anywhere from the platinum plan down to what, the bronze. They have all these different plans. It sounds like, I mean, I know it needs some tweaking and stuff, but it, initially, I think it's a great thing.
I think it is too. They're aiming to enroll 7 million by March 31st. Mm-hmm. 7 million people. So that's exciting. Stuff is kicking in.
Yep. And we're running out of time, but we definitely wanted to talk a little bit about New Jersey.
You know, it's interesting, these new rulings that are coming from judges. Mm-hmm. New Jersey is one of those places where I think they had about the best intentioned civil mm-hmm. union law when they put it in. It was meant to be equal. They put it in a commission to study it. That was the law. The follow-up has been terrible in New Jersey.
Terrible.
Because of the first 500 people who got civil – or the first 1,000 people who got civil unions, 500 of them within the first year filed a complaint that their civil union was not being treated as equal, not getting health insurance benefits, not getting it just a whole variety of things that they weren't getting.
Admission to a club, anything. Because what what the New Jersey Supreme Court said in a ruling was that – the state, and it was a unanimous ruling, that the state had to do something, either civil unions or same-sex marriage, either one. They
didn't, but they had to be equal.
They had to be equal. And they took, of course, the easier route, which was civil unions. And so now a lower court judge, issues come up again, he said that you cannot deny them the right to get married. Now, why I want to know is, why is Governor Christie appealing this? It's going to go back to the same.
Because he's running for president.
It's going to go back to the same Supreme Court who already said that you have to do one or the other. You know they're going to rule in our favor.
Mm-hmm. This is no different than the Ted Cruz green ham and eggs.
Oh my God!
Thing this week because it was futile. It's absolutely.
It's absolutely futile.
It's all
yes.
for show to yes. To get voters to think that there are those. Right wing Tea Party. I hate everything the government does, and I hate everything Obama does.
You know, and I hate anything that's pro GLBT.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. It's just a show because Christie knows it's not gonna. He's not gonna win that appeal.
As a matter of fact,
Ted Cruz knows he's not gonna win.
Right.
I don't know that Ted Cruz knows that.
Well, maybe he doesn't. You know, you're right. I think you might.
But Christie definitely knows.
Christie knows.
And as a matter of fact,
I don't think Christie's against it.
No, he is. He has said it verbatim.
I don't think he's against
now,
it.
Now, I know you and I disagree about, you know, the old the argument about is George Bush really homophobic? Well, he has said out of his mouth he is against same-sex marriage, and he's repeatedly said it. I have no choice but to believe it.
I know you're taking him at his word. I don't believe it. I think he's running for governor.
You. That's what you say. I'll believe you.
Well, it's kind of like the George H.W. Bush thing this week with –
Oh, yes.
He attended a same-sex wedding in Maine, but that was different because they were friends of his.
No, so, I'm laughing, but that's ridiculous.
It's the Republican right-wing mentality is yeah. that, oh, well, it's well, okay Mary for the Cheney's people a, I know, but people right. at large who were her gay shouldn't be able to get married.
Mary Cheney,
okay
that's
friends.
Okay. Yeah. Mary yeah. Cheney's fine.
Yeah, Mary Cheney's fine. Just fine.
You know, her sister's against same-sex marriage. She's not referring to her own sister.
Sure. Of course not. Of course not.
But, has nothing to do with
but let's
sister.
Go back to Christie. Why don't you believe him?
Well, I think he's a big liar.
Okay.
I think it's something he just doesn't care about one way or the other. I'm not saying he's for same-sex marriage. I think he doesn't care. And so, therefore, when it comes to I have to run on the Republican Party line, here's what I have to do. And he keeps saying, I'll abide by the opinion of the people. Put it up for a vote. Now, he understands that. He's not stupid. He understands the polls in New Jersey show that an overwhelming majority, just like it passed by 10 points in Minnesota, it's going to pass by at least 10 points or more in New Jersey. New Jersey is one of the most liberal states. Why he's the governor, I'm not sure. Well, I do know why, because he was running against a crook. You know, and just because you're liberal doesn't mean that you're going to vote for the guy who was about to get indicted.
And, of course, across the bridge, there's the state of New York. And
they
have
same-sex
marriage.
They have
marriage equality.
And their economies are so tied. New Jersey understands it's losing business and it's losing population to for people who, well, I can just live there and be equal. I might as well. It's going to cost me the same thing. I don't believe he cares. I'm not saying he's for. I'm saying I don't believe he's really against. I don't think he cares.
But I think too, one of the issues that he's facing is that he needs to be to the far right on something.
Yes.
Because he's not in a lot of other areas. And, you know,
true.
If you think about the dynamic that's taking place today in New Jersey, that state has been slathered with Cory Booker for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a man who is completely 150% a leader on LGBT equality. And
he's an ally of allies.
He is.
I love his statement. When he got accused of being gay, his opinion on that was, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You
know, it's not offended by it at all. It would be a great thing.
Are you trying to insult me? Let me get this straight. You're trying to insult me? Yeah. What is it you're trying to say?
Well, he actually went further. He said, I don't want you to vote for me with the assumption that I'm straight.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Here's what I stand for as far as legislation and as far as – and you see my record in Newark and you see –
It's there. And so I think Christie has to live with that
mm-hmm.
every day
mm-hmm.
until that special election's over.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of talk that's happening in New Jersey.
Well, it's going to be
he's going to be right wing on something. He's choosing this.
It's going to be interesting to see if the Supreme Court, the New Jersey Supreme Court, even takes the case.
I wouldn't be surprised. Lower court ruling.
Yeah, it was.
It's interesting some of the other court rulings coming about right now. There were two court rulings in Ohio. Two people whose partners were dying sued the state of Ohio to get husband written on the death certificate, and they won both of those. In New Mexico, there are now 8 counties that are doing same-sex marriages, all except one of the most populous counties. So we're talking about the only reason there aren't more counties is that no gay people have sued for same-sex marriage in those counties because they're, you know, counties with 20,000 people maybe or less. But 6 of the 8 counties are because there was a lawsuit. And in every case where there's been a suit, the judge has said, sure, you can get married. Now the attorney general who's challenging the governor for
Pennsylvania.
The attorney general in New Mexico is going to run for governor, and he has now officially come out and said – he doesn't see anything wrong with it. He's in favor of it. He originally said he wasn't going to sue on these. Now he said he's in favor, and he's called it a civil right.
Now, the case is already in the hands of the New Mexico State Supreme Court. I hope they have a quick
Their last LGBT ruling was positive.
Very positive.
And what's going on in Pennsylvania?
The attorney general there has refused to defend their DOMA.
Right.
Another quick thing before we go. Coming up this week – two big things. One, Wendy Davis, state senator
for
Fort Worth, will do an announcement in Halton City. So where she went to high school.
Yeah.
In the same Coliseum where she graduated.
Oh, cool.
High school. So she's going to be doing it there.
Birdville ISD.
Yes. So she's going to be making her announcement this week.
Birdville ISD.
But you do it so well.
And then two, we have a great guest coming on the show next week.
Yeah. Cleve Jones.
The incredible Cleve Jones. Iconic, legendary figure in our
created
our
the quilt.
Community. Created the names quilts.
He was intern for Harvey Milk.
Right, very tight with Harvey Milk, and so we're going to be right here in the studio.
And there's a change of location or time for the Garland City Council meeting.
The time,
the date,
the date.
What's the date?
Is now on the 2nd.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be October 2nd because Michael Cheney, who's the representative from Irving, was so adamant about not voting for partner benefits. October 2nd, 7 p.m.?
I don't have the time.
Okay. That's when their meetings
The Garland City Council meeting is now on Wednesday the 2nd. They moved it because of National Night Out.
Ah, okay.
You know what?
Garland City Hall, 200 North 5th Street in Garland.
We'll update our Facebook page with the information.
And Laurent is planning on being there as a citizen of Garland to tell the mayor – you have gay residents here, and we're in favor of partner benefits for DART. That brings us to the end of today's show. We'll be back next week. Cleve Jones is our guest. See you then.
See you then.
Mm-hmm.